With API gateways, it was a challenging task for me because initially what the challenge that we were faced was we were having difficulty handling heavy computation since Node runs on single thread. It was not as CPU intensive. If I talk about API challenges, one challenge that I came across when working with Node.js was there was an AWS API gateway. It was managing timeouts and cold starts, especially when Node services are running on serverless functions like Lambda. If the backend takes too long to respond on their sudden spike in request, it causes an error that the gateway catches, but the user only sees a failure. So another thing that we did was we did rate limiting and throttling. API gateways often have their own limits. If we talk about Node.js services, they aren't really super optimized. Or they're not limited and aren't configured properly mostly. The thing that we did was we also connected multiple microservices through API gateways. We did request tracing. It became harder. So what we did was we implemented structured logging and correlation IDs to help debug issues across services.